Thank you so much for coming and celebrating with us on our Youth and Young Adult Sunday. Praise God. Great job, Fresh Friar. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you, Brother Hilton, for that warm, warm welcome or intro. I bring you greetings. I want to acknowledge my dear pastor. I call him Dad. I love Pastor Walker very, very much, and I thank you for this opportunity. Mom, Sister Fran, love you very much. Though that seriously is Mom and Dad, because literally I grew up here. I'm not only a Grady baby, but I'm a CCC baby. But I will be amiss, or whatever the word is, remiss, thank you, if I didn't acknowledge my mom, my natural birth mom, Miss Thelma Zimmerman. I love you, Mom. Kisses to you. That is a strong woman of God. A strong woman of faith, you guys. A woman that back in the day used to scare us because she would get in the hall, and she would pray. And we would be in a circle. And all of a sudden, we'd be praying. And she's like, yeah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I was like. And she used to scare us every time because we would never know when she'd get ready to do it. But she would bind and loose and pray and declare. And she will always cover her family. And still does today. Shout out to my nieces and nephews. I love y'all very, very much. That's my family. Today, we're going to take a short journey. You guys are going to have to buckle your seatbelts. Seriously. I'm going to try to contain myself. But the word that I believe the Lord has for me is, or for us, is a word of encouragement, a word of exhortation. But we cannot stay the same. We cannot sit the same. So by the time I finish, hopefully, I won't be yelling at you and throwing stuff because I am so excited how his word literally has come alive for me during this time of study. Amen. I also want to acknowledge my interaction group. This is not a plug, CCC family. I'm down here because I want to be close to you. And I feel close to this local fellowship. Our interaction group, led by Deacon Kieran Bowman and Courtney Bowman, all I can say is wow. They live the word, Pastor. And they have a heart of servant. I mean, they live it out and they have a heart of servant. And then all of the members within our interaction group, I mean, they are awesome people. And when I tell you, we are so connected and we get in there on Sundays and most of the time we don't want to leave. I mean, we get to talking and we get to encouraging each other and we get to praying. I mean, it really is what Pastor desires for us to be. I mean, we really connect and we chew on it. We talk about the word for that Sunday and it's like, wow. But then Courtney would throughout the week send out little messages or Tamara would send out little smiley faces and good morning. And it would just, again, be that connection. So even though I definitely have the utmost respect, today, I feel that the Lord want to be close to us today. He want to talk to us as family today. He want to connect us. He want to connect our hearts. But then it's another little ministry I'm a part of, been a part for quite a while. And that's our children church ministry here at CCC. And I have had the privilege of seeing now grown people, the Mathises, Elena, and some of them that are already, Alicia, who's in college right now, that was in my class as little bitty kids, the Johnson brothers, they was in my class. I was like, oh, Jesus. So that's where y'all see these little specks. But I watched these wonderful used to be kids, now singing Fresh Fire from the Lord. And I'm one of them. And I truly, truly thank God. But then the joy and the enrichment of being able to pour into the next generation. You guys, I promise you, it's more me learning than the kids learning. It's an exchange. between the two of us. And we have some smart children. They're not dumb. They are not. They know the word of God and not afraid to say it. But I do have to admit, they are very energetic too. Timothy.
Okay.
Very energetic. Very energetic. But we love that. We love the energy. We need the energy. And then I just joined the organizations you just heard about this morning called the King Organization. And all I have to say is, wow. It's not just another men's group that's talking about a Bible study, which is good because we do acknowledge the Lord. But this group of men from all over the city, all over all different ages, but mainly young people from Morehouse, mainly that we met so far, are doing major, major stuff that Pastor was talking about in terms of city impact. And they're doing it. I'm talking about changing neighborhoods, doing microloans. I mean, all kinds of stuff that I probably may not be supposed to be saying right now, but they're doing mighty stuff in the community. And so I got plugged into that. And so the reasons why I'm highlighting the children's church and the men's and the interaction group is not to bring condemnation upon this group, but I'm just going to talk. I'm going to reveal my life to you guys today. And I'm going to promise you that as I engage in these groups, my life has been grounded. At first, may I have the mic stand? This mic. I'm going to introduce to you guys, I have a person that's going to be helping me. This is Stumpy. Me and Stumpy are going to minister word today. So because of those ministry, because of this ministry, because of our pastor, I am happy to say that I am now 40 years old and I'm still growing and working and striving and pressing for the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. And I'm not no ways tired, as they used to say back in the day. Okay, so join with me. We're going to go to Luke. Y'all ready? All right, here I go. You see my stance now. All right. Now we're going to study today a very familiar passage of scripture. And what's going to end up happening, I need you to listen. And I'm going to, you know, as y'all heard, I want to do voiceover so bad. So you're going to hear me kind of inflect a little bit. But I want you to hear certain accents that you may have glossed over in the past, because it's a common story. But preferably when you hear an emphasis that I place on certain words, this familiar passage of scripture will become rhema to you. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 1. Start at verse 5. We're going to go kind of fast. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of division. Okay, so I want to pause right there. They both was righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Oh, I'm in the New King James. But they had no child. And they both was well advanced in years. Now, today's message is for the now generation. The now generation includes all ages because you're in the now. Y'all like that? The now generation. So regardless of what age you are, this message is for you. But some of us has been trusting God, serving God. No, that's the word I want. Serving God for a long time, keeping the commandments, blameless, but yet you're barren, you're childless. And some of us, I'm going to say us. I'm going to call it the Doug, because Doug, yeah, the Doug and Stumpy. We get a little impatient. We start tripping because we're like, Lord, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm not out there doing the most, as some of my friends would say. Doing the most. But now I'm old and I don't see certain things coming to pass like I thought I want. What's up, Lord? What's up? Talking about those questions Pastor was talking about earlier. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to verse 10. Okay, this is all of us. So can we read that together? Verse 10. One, two, ready, go. Say it again. Verse 11 said, then an angel of the Lord came. So we have 6 a.m. prayer. I'm not doing plugging. I promise I'm not. But there's a reason. There's a method to the madness, family. The whole multitude was what? The whole multitude was what? Then what? So I know some of y'all may work at night. You may have second, third shift. You know, I understand that. But when the whole multitude is praying, regardless of what time you're praying, because we have 24-hour prayer, then what happened? The angel of the Lord appeared. But then, what was so interesting, though, even though everybody was praying, what happened? What did the angel appear at? To him. Oh, see, there I go. I'm about to take off. He appeared to who? Who is him? Zacharias. The man of God that was faithful. The man of God who had been trusting God for a child. Because back in the day, if you didn't have a child, you was kind of frowned upon by the people. So when the people started praying, the angel shows up to Zacharias. But my brother, Pope Zacharias, bless his heart. He kind of likes Stumpy. All right. When he saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But that's okay. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayers is heard, and your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be also filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the obedient and the disobedient to the wisdom. Y'all remember what Pastor been talking about? To the wisdom to the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. All right, let's move on. And Zacharias said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. Bless his heart. Tripping. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you and bring you these good glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and you will not be able to speak until the day these things come. I'm sorry, until the day these things take place because family. You did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. Okay, family, it's your turn. Verse 21. Stop right there. Say it again. So how many people are waiting on you? Selah. And they marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. Now, 2017 people won't marvel. They'll start complaining. They'll probably leave and say, he's taking too long. He probably fell asleep or he probably didn't make it. So I'm out, so I don't get in trouble. 2017, if you don't move quickly, which I'm trying to do, you know, I don't want y'all to leave on me either because I got a word for you, I promise. Doug, I love you, but, you know, I'm hungry. Okay. They marvel because he took too long. Moving on. Verse 23. So it was soon as the days of the service was completed, he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And she hid herself for 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my reproach among people. So the Lord kept his promise. Remember our brother Zacharias, though. Can he still talk at this time? Remember that. And notice it's been 5 months. Okay, I'm going to stay on point. Okay, so. Okay, so let's go to. We're going to skip down to verse 29. Oh, wait a minute. 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was busy. Lord, sending him all over the place. He was sent again by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Now, we're going to talk about Mary. We just talked about Zacharias, and y'all saw how he responded. So that's why I want you to pay attention. Keep it in your mind how Zacharias responded and see how you fit. Are you a Zacharias? Are you a Mary? Are you an Elizabeth? Or are you a Stumpy? We're going to talk about Stumpy in a minute. Stumpy. Don't be a Stumpy. The virgin name was Mary. And having come, verse 28. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Mary, don't mess up. 29. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Verse 34. Then Mary said to the angel, there's questions. Here go questions. So it's okay to ask questions, ladies and gentlemen. But it's what questions are you asking? How can these things be, since I do not know a man? Now I love the next verse. Notice. And the angel answered. So depending on what kind of questions you ask, then you would get the answer. Remember what movie, iRobot? I'm sorry, I cannot ask that question. Stay with me. Remember when Will put the hologram on there, on the floor, and then the little professor came up, for those of you who've seen iRobot, and he was asking him questions, trying to get information to why he died. Or why he was murdered. But the man said, I cannot answer that question in so many words. You got to ask a specific question. I'm only programmed to answer a specific question. So for God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. But he is waiting on us to ask the right questions. Not that we ask in doubt, not that we ask in fear, but are you asking the right questions? Okay, so 35. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Congregation, please read verse 37 for me. I don't think you believe that. Please read it again. Do you believe that, Cross Culture Church? Pastor has ministered to us over and over again. He has prophesied to us over and over again. And some of us who have been serving faithfully, I am encouraging you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not become weary in well-doing. Because in God's time, he will fulfill the promises that have been spoken over this ministry. Then Mary said, behold, your maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And what did the angel do? He departed. He didn't mute her. Mary didn't get muted. I wonder why. Mary asked questions, but it was something different about Mary. Something about Mary. Told y'all I like movies. Something different about Mary. Something different about her heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want God's culture heart to be as Mary. Lord, let it be according to your will. In Jesus' name. Now, when the angel departed, what does that mean? Is that it? Is that it, Cross Culture? The word came to pass. But then I like verse 39 real quick. Now, Mary arose and she went. She arose. After getting the word, she arose and she went. She went to go see her sister. So I need a youth volunteer. Somebody, single youth female, please, to read for me verse. I know, I told you I just participated. Be you ready, because I had to be ready. Luke 46 through 55, it's called Mary's Song. And then I need a father, a married father over the age of 40. I want you to read verse 68, still in Luke chapter 1, 68 through 80. So I'm going to get those volunteers and let you start reading, because when you come up here, I don't want you to read like a baby. I don't want you to read like you're scared, but I want you to declare, thus says the Lord. Okay? So I'm going to set it up, but when we get to those verses very quickly, I need a youth and I need a father. Okay, Bishop, I see you over there. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's good to see you. Okay. So you're going to read for me verse 46 through 55, okay? Luke 1, yes. But let me set it up for you. And then Bishop, Pastor Greg, I call him Bishop, y'all. I'm sorry. I nickname. Y'all probably like, Bishop, you know. Sorry. That's our relationship, you know. That's our relationship. I'll let y'all in on my relationship with them. So sorry about that. Pastor Light, Bishop. So I lost my point. Come on, focus. Yes. 4-6, yes. Yes. 41, let me set it up, and then I'm going to give you the mic. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that a babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Question. "But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to visit me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told from her from the Lord." One more time, verse 45, sorry. "Blessed is she, us, he, all, now generation, cross culture, body of Christ. Blessed is us who believe, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told to us from the Lord."
Can you hold it for me? Yes. "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy on those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of his hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever.' And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house."
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Jada. Give her a hand for me, y'all. Thank you so much. Did I mess up? Okay. Because it's a whole bunch of them Pinkston, so, you know, I didn't want to tell her the wrong one. And she was in my class, too, and gone. Okay. All right. Now, Bishop, bear with me, okay? Now, Elizabeth, verse 57. "Now, Elizabeth full-time came." Fulfillment, full-time came. "For her to be delivered. And she brought forth a?" She brought forth a? "When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord has shown great mercy to her, they rejoice with her." Ba ba ba. Tell you I'm about to take off. So it was. Okay, let me see. Bishop. Okay, yeah. 59. "So it was on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Junior, like Doug Jr. They're gonna call Zacharias Jr. His mother said no. His name shall be called John. But they said to her, 'There is no one among your relatives who's called by that name.' So they made signs to the father what would you have him called. He asked for a writing tablet." Now, how much time has passed? Poor John been mute all this time? Bless his heart. Okay, Bishop, I'm okay, let me hurry up. "And he said to him," okay, 63, "and he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, 'His name is John.' So they all marveled immediately, and immediately his mouth was open and tongue loose, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these sayings were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept these things in their hearts, saying, 'What kind of child would this be?' And the hand of the Lord was with him." Here's Zacharias, the new Zacharias.
"Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Thank you so much. Give him a hand, please. Thank you so much, Pastor Greg. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Pastor Walker, I call him Dad because he has spoken such words over my life, both literally and spiritually. Every time he gives a word, every time he's praying, every time he encourages, every time he asks, how you doing? And you know how Pastor look at you. You don't just give him, I'm good, Pastor. You look right through you. You know, you can't lie to Pastor. You know, he'd be like, what's really going on? But it's something about parents. When I say that, when I teach your kids in children church, I can tell that you guys are speaking over your children because when they focus, there's a power and there's anointing and there's a wisdom that come out of them. And I'm like, wow. And they bold too, because they'll tell you, oh yeah, I tell my friends all the time, such and such, such and such. You know, and then I ask people, say, well, Mr. Doug, you know, what do I do when I get persecuted? Because I'll be ready to haul off, you know, and slap one of them. But, you know, but then God tell me and I say, okay. But, you know, but they'll tell you the truth too. But sometimes I get weak. What do you do in the weakness? I said, great question.
Exactly.
And that's when my life comes in. And Stumpy, I'm gonna step up here so everybody can see me, us. Stumpy is an imaginary person on purpose, cross culture. Sometimes a person can come up to you and bump you accidentally. You look at him. Oh, my bad. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. And then you look at him and say, oh, okay, no problem. Because it was an accidental bump and you just kind of bounce back. But what if that same person come back to you, bam, you turn around and you're like, oh, wait, hold up. You know, that was no accident that time. What's really going on? So now you're ready to get, you got your dukes up, you know, us men. Especially if your girl next to you, you're not going to disrespect me in front of my woman. No. Or ladies, now 2017 ladies, y'all respond quicker than we do. My Lord. And don't mess with the children. Gee. I mean, okay, I'm sorry, Sister Fran. I mean, Father. Sister Fran told us not to say Jesus anymore. But it's out of reverence. I'm learning that. I'm learning that. But don't mess with the babies. So now you get bumped intentionally. But then what if somebody grab you and try to hold you down? What do you do then? And you're trying to get up with all your might, but you feel this pressure. You keep feeling this thing that keep holding you down, and you're trying to move. But now you got bumped, you got pushed, but now you're being held. But then, I ain't gonna break it, Pastor, I promise. I don't got no money. I don't have enough money yet. But then you have a foot or a stronghold where you feel now you're not just being held down, but somebody actually got their foot on your chest. I promise y'all with all my heart, you don't have to know my testimony specifically, but we all have spirits, we all have demons, we all have principalities, we all have struggles. I don't care who you are. And the enemy's job is to keep his foot on your chest. And I promise you, when I open up this message today, if it wasn't for the grace of God over this ministry, over my pastor, if I wasn't involved in interaction, if I wasn't teaching, if I wasn't engaged in interaction and calling folks and folks calling me in my business, I would not be standing before you today. But God. That's what makes church real to me. Because when that foot get on your chest, money can't push it off. All those other things can't help. It's nothing but the word of God. But then I love God so much because he get to show us the struggle of the human experience. Yes, we have questions. Yes, we have doubts. Yes, we even have fear. Fear fell upon Zacharias. But what do you do with that? Lord, let it be according to your word. Lord, I trust you. My mom, like I said, I can't tell y'all the business. I would get to know us. Those of you, but y'all know us. Y'all know what we went through. Yeah, Pastor definitely. But when you have somebody who, when things supposed to be a certain way and they're not, and you have to trust God in the midst of that situation, what do you do? Especially when you got your babies involved. What decisions? Lord, do I go? Do I stay? Do I react? 2017 women, y'all. Do I defend myself? Do I defend myself? Notice what I just said. He's our defender. But do we trust that? Today, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, go beyond the common words. I want the devil's foot off our chest. I want the devil's foot off our stuff. Not so we can just say, oh, we got it together. But it's hurting people out there that can benefit from our resources and the word of God. But God is waiting on us to ask the right question. I really believe that with all my heart. As the multitude of people cry out and pray together, 24-hour prayer. You may not make it 6 a.m., but 24-hour prayer. Pray with me. You may not be able to call the whole church and check on them, but it's so good to see my boy Trey. That's my brother. I mean, we connected instantly. I don't mean to embarrass you, my brother, but I know the power of God is in you. I see the gift of God in you. You encourage me. The boy done wrote a book already. Excuse me. I thank God for my dear friends, the Nichols, who are here out of support. There is something about us joining together, literally and spiritually. I can't fix it by myself. Some things we do have to learn on our own, yes. But when Pastor talks about a corporate anointing, and it's that corporate anointing that's going to keep us from tripping. So my message to the young people, there's a legacy at this church as I close. New Generations, there's some members here that used to be a part of New Generations Campus Ministries. There used to be, we used to go on mission trips to Jamaica. But I bring this up because there was young people, we were a little bit old things. But we went to Jamaica and we had a fire. We had authority. We didn't care. We weren't scared. Joshua Generation, they going to London, they were stepping in the middle of Freaknik. They were stepping in and people stopped. And they was declaring what said the Lord. But how many of us, what are we doing now to help the ministries? What are we doing now to help the world? Because it's a legacy and it's a power and it's an anointing in this local fellowship. And imagine what's in the body of Christ in terms of the foundation legacy. So don't let the fire of your altar burn out, ladies and gentlemen. As I close, I'm going to read you something. Sandra, I'll be ready for you after this. So Zacharias and Mary did a declaration. They had their encounter with Gabriel, and then they had their own declaration where they celebrated and they declared what said the Lord. There's a song by United, Hillsong United, that I feel is our declaration. And I want you to hear the words before we play the song. And I pray that these words minister to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is by Joel Houston and Matt Crocker, just to give them their honor. It's called Wonder. Wait, let me read it. Let them read the words. Let me read the words and then you can play it. I'm sorry. Okay. I was like, well, Lord, you want to do this? Okay. I was going to try to listen because, you know, I don't want to fight with the Lord. Okay. Yeah, let me read the words real quick. And then, Sam, you can go for it. Thank you so much. Have you ever seen the wonder and the glimmer of first sight as the eyes begin to open and the blindness meet the light? If you have to say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life, bursting in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the air of second life? Having come out of the waters with the old one left behind. If you ever have to say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life. Bursting in living color, I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I see the world in grace. I see the world in gospel. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the wonder. You're the wonder in the wilderness. I'm sorry, you're the wonder in the wild, turning wilderness to wonder. If you have to say, I see the world in love, I see the world in freedom, I see the Jesus way. You're the wonder in the wow. I see the world your way, and I'm not afraid to follow. I see the world your way, and I'm not ashamed to say, I see the Jesus way, and I'm walking in the light. I want to invite you to the altar. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you've been trying to live this life on your own and you've been frustrated, you've been trying to figure things out on your own and it's just not working out. The reason why it's not working out is because you haven't asked the right question. I invite you to invite Jesus into your heart. I promise you, I am a witness. He's the best thing that can ever happen to you. That's not just religion. That's not just church. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I know. And then it's something about being amongst people who love the Lord, who care about you, who got your back. So you're not just accepting the Lord, but then he gives you an extended family, a heavenly family, an earthly family that will literally join you and have your back. Again, there will be times where you're going to have to walk, you know, and they say, be a man, and walk alone. But my God, he promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. I know that to be true. So if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself, he want to turn your wilderness into wonder. That's the title of today's message. That wilderness where you just searching, where you just all over the place, where you don't know, you can't see. What do I do? What, Lord, what's up? He want to turn your wilderness into wonder. My next question is for those of you who know the Lord, but you keep letting Stumpy get in the way, tripping you, pushing you, holding you down. But we really know who Stumpy is. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So I want to pray for those who want to be free, who want to rededicate, who want to be saved. And then I want to pray corporately for the church. So if any of those categories fit you, just stay where you are, Ashley. You don't have, I want you to just stand. Amen. Just stand. I want you to stand. Stand up. That's all you have to do for right now. Just stand right where you are. Just stand. Lord, I'm going to stand for you. That's the first step. I'm standing for you, Lord, in the midst of my battles, in the midst of my confusion, in the midst of me trying everything else. Lord, I'm going to stand for you now. And then as you stand for him, my prayer is, even as we hung out together this morning, he's already here, standing right next to you. All you have to do is just accept him into your heart. Now, counselors, if you would do me the honors of going to those who are standing, and walk with them down. As family, I want you to walk them down to the aisle. And then those who are standing, just allow the counselors to escort you down here, because it's something about laying all your cares here at the altar. But you don't have to walk by yourself. That's not what kind of family we are. Because they walk with me. and still walking with me. And I love that. I got some prayer warriors, y'all. I got an interaction group. I have a pastor. I have a mama. I had a praying mama. You don't have to walk this thing alone. God bless you. God bless you. Those of you who, I don't want to name a whole bunch of stuff, because you may think, oh, he didn't name my situation, so I don't have to go down. But if you feel that you want to be free of certain strongholds where the enemy has you by the neck, and every time you try to get up, these certain things have you by the neck, whether it's literally, spiritually, physically, I want you to come down to the altar. We're getting set free today. In the name of Jesus. And notice I said we. No longer in our strength. It's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by the Spirit of God. So saints, you should be praying, not looking. We're dealing with lives here. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Turn their wilderness into wonder. Meet us right at that place of our deepest need, oh God. Lord, I thank you so much for their obedience. I thank you so much for moving in this place today. Even as the song was sung today, we're chasing after you, Lord. But I thank you so much that you are already here. So meet each one, Lord. And Lord, I thank you so much that as you look upon your children, that you are smiling upon them right now. And I pray that you will help them to see that you are smiling at them, Lord. Let them see you smiling back at them. Make it real for them, Lord God, that even when they leave this place, they will feel the loving embrace of their Father. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, I pray over the Cross Culture Church. I thank you, Lord God, that every word spoken across this pulpit will manifest. I thank you, Lord God, that we as a congregation will continue to pray. We will continue to believe. We will not be discouraged, oh God. And those things, Lord God, that try to come to trip us up or to push us around or to distract us or trip us up, Lord God, I pray that you will use those things as stepping stones, Lord God. That we can go higher in you, Lord God. That we'll become stronger in you, Lord God. That we will be the head and not the tail. That we will be above and not beneath, oh God. That the word will come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. May deliverance take place in this place even now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Not emotion. Your Spirit, Lord God, blow upon us even now. We need you, God. We want you, Lord. We thank you, God. I pray for everyone on this altar, Lord God, that you will fill them afresh, that they will feel your touch, but it will go beyond a feeling, that you will speak into their very Spirit, Lord God. Let them know that they are not alone. Let them know that they are not alone, oh God. They don't have to fight alone, Lord God. Show them how to plug in. Show them how to connect. Show them how to connect to you and then each other.